Well, Stuart, lots to cover on this, the Silver City Report. So let's kick things off with the Cobra School. Talk to me about a four-day a week school.
Yes. So on Monday evening, the Cobra School Board approved a schedule for next year that would change the schedule from a five-day school week to a four-day school week. They've figured it out, so they're still well above the required instructional hours from the public education department. They're using it as a way to hopefully save a little bit of money with state budget cuts looming, and they're also using it as a way to try to keep some quality teachers or attract quality teachers to the area. And it seems like the community has had a pretty good response to it, and the Silver Consolidated School District is also looking at doing it, but they have not passed anything yet.
Let's move on to Ben Fisher, who has been following up on the Gila Regional Medical Center. A lot of things happening there. Talk to me, Ben, about a bill to change things there.
Absolutely. House Bill 202 is a tax reform bill that just passed the House along party lines. And originally it looked like it was mostly focusing on the tax of online sales from out-of-state companies. But in a substitution that was added, there's a provision that is going to really take a big chunk out of Gila Regional Medical Center, but also the Silver City town government. The way it's doing that is it is bringing the hospitals throughout the state back into the fold on gross receipts tax. Gross receipts tax was removed during Governor Richardson's tenure, and they're bringing it back just because of all of the budgetary problems up there. But every kind of hospital is affected differently. Nonprofit hospitals, for instance, would send some GRT to the town and county governments and some up to the state. For a reason that we've not heard yet, the whoever wrote the author of the bill included the government hospitals, like the county-owned Gila Regional, would bypass all local governments and send all of that GRT portion up to Santa Fe.
Let's move on to Christine, who, well, unfortunately has been following up on some crime stories. Christine.
I covered a civil case in Silver City District Court last week. A former Gila Regional Medical Center doctor was vindicated after the jury found him not guilty of any wrongdoing for performing a rectal exam and giving x-rays to a gentleman who was brought in by law enforcement who was suspected of concealing drugs. The plaintiff, Timothy Young, already settled with Hidalgo County for $925,000. In this particular case, in the civil case, he was seeking $707,000 from the doctor who performed the exam. The jury found that the doctor did nothing wrong, and he was not awarded any damages in that case. The other case is the case I've been following. 16-year-old Philemon Varela has been in jail for 4 years, awaiting trial. The Supreme Court still has not ruled on the admissibility of some statements he made, and his defense attorney, Stephen Taylor, from the Capital Crimes Unit in Albuquerque, once again sought to have Varela released to a family member. However, it seems each family member he presents to the court has felony convictions in other states. So the judge, Judge Robinson in this case, has not found a suitable place to release Varela to. So he continues to await a Supreme Court hearing or Supreme Court ruling to see if he's going to go to trial.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate story.
Yes, it is.
All right, Christine, thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Edmundo. Bye-bye.